This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Flu Quadri. Active ingredient, S. Influenza virus hemagglutinin. This leaflet provides important information about using Flu Quadri. You should also speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Flu Quadri. This vaccine can be given to adults and children, so you may be reading this leaflet for you or for your child. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Flu Quadri? Flu Quadri contains the active ingredient influenza virus hemagglutinin. Flu Quadri is a vaccine for persons 6 months of age and older. This vaccine helps to protect you against influenza, flu. When a person is given the vaccine, the immune system, the body's natural defense system, will produce its own protection against the influenza virus. None of the ingredients in the vaccine can cause the flu. Flu is a disease that can spread rapidly and is caused by different types of strains that can change every year. Therefore, this is why you might need to be vaccinated every year. The greatest risk of catching flu is during the cold months between June and September. If you were not vaccinated in the autumn, it is still sensible to be vaccinated up until the spring, since you run the risk of catching influenza until then. Your doctor will be able to recommend the best time to be vaccinated. As with all vaccines, Flu Quadri may not fully protect all persons who are vaccinated. What should I know before being given Flu Quadri? Warnings. Do not use Flu Quadri. If you are allergic to the active ingredients, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Symptoms of allergic reaction may include difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, throat, or tongue, cold, clammy skin, palpitations, dizziness, weakness, fainting, rash, or itching. If you are not sure if you are allergic, talk to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist before you receive Flu Quadri. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can receive this vaccine. Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have an acute illness with or without high temperature, if you have or have had an immune response problem, because the immune response to the vaccine may be diminished, if you have a bleeding problem or bruise easily, if you have ever fainted from an injection. Fainting, sometimes with falling, can occur during, following, or even before any injection with a needle. If you have or have had Guillain-Barré syndrome, severe muscle weakness, after getting a flu vaccine. If you have a known allergy to egg protein, after vaccination, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the possible risks and benefits of having Flu Quadri during pregnancy or breastfeeding. Due to the known adverse consequences of influenza infection in pregnant women, health authorities recommend vaccination for pregnant women. Your doctor should make sure the benefits of vaccination outweigh the risks when recommending Flu Quadri. What if I'm taking other medicines? Some medicines may interfere with Flu Quadri and affect how it works. Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you are taking, have recently taken, or might take any other vaccines or medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Your doctor will advise you if Flu Quadri is to be given with another vaccine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Flu Quadri. How is Flu Quadri given? How much is given? Flu Quadri is given by your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist as a 0.5 milliliter injection in the muscle in the upper arm, preferably. For infants, the injection is normally given into the muscle of the thigh. Children who have not been vaccinated against influenza before require a second injection a month later. Doses of influenza vaccine for infants and young children are decided by your doctor, based on the official national recommendations. What should I know about being given Flu Quadri? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you notice signs of allergic reaction, which may include difficulty breathing, shortness of breath, swelling of the face, lips, throat, or tongue, cold, clammy skin, palpitations, dizziness, weakness, fainting, rash, or itching, driving, or using machines. Do not drive or use machines if you are feeling unwell after vaccination. Wait until any effects of the vaccine have worn off before you drive or use machines. Looking after your medicine. Flu Quadri is usually stored in the doctor's surgery, or clinic, or at the pharmacy. However, if you need to store Flu Quadri, keep it where young children cannot reach it. Keep Flu Quadri in the original pack until it is time for it to be given. Keep it in the refrigerator, store at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius. Do not freeze Flu Quadri. Do not use Flu Quadri after the expiry date which is stated on the carton after EXP. Do not use Flu Quadri if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. Getting rid of unwanted medicine. Medicines including vaccines should not be disposed of via wastewater or household waste. Ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist how to dispose of medicines no longer required. These measures will help to protect the environment. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Pain, tenderness, redness, swelling, bruising and hardness at the injection site. Feeling unwell. Headache. Muscle aches, fever, shivering, irritability, abnormal crying, drowsiness, appetite loss, cough, runny nose, vomiting, in children, rash, including a purplish rash, joint pain, abdominal pain. What to do? Speak to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Inflammation of nerves leading to weakness, such as weakness of facial muscles, facial palsy, or visual disturbance, optic neuritis/neuropathy, fainting, syncope, dizziness, tingling, or numbness of hands or feet, paresthesia, temporary inflammation of nerves causing pain, paralysis, and sensitivity disorders, Guillain-Barré syndrome, GBS, fits, convulsions with or without fever, severe allergic reaction, anaphylaxis. Temporary reduction in the number of blood particles called platelets, thrombocytopenia, swollen glands in neck, armpit, or groin, lymphadenopathy. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems in Australia, or in New Zealand at https://pofhealth.mypointsite.com/calmreportand/s/. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Product details. What Flu Quadri contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Influenza virus hemagglutinin of the following strains. /Victoria/4897/2022, H1N1PDM09-like strain, /Victoria/4897/2022, AVR238. /Croatia/10136RV/2023, H3N2-like strain, /Croatia/10136RV/2023, X425A, B/Austria/1359417/2021, like strain, B/Michigan/01/2021, wild type, B/Fucat/3073/2013, like strain, B/Fucat/3073/2013, wild type. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. sodium chloride, dibasic sodium phosphate, monobasic sodium phosphate, water for injection, and traces of ovalbumin, egg protein, octoxynil 9 and formaldehyde. Potential allergens. Fluquadri contains less than 1 microgram of albumin, egg protein per dose. Do not receive this vaccine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. Fluquadri does not contain any antibiotics or preservative. Fluquadri syringes are not made with natural rubber latex. What Fluquadri looks like. Fluquadri suspension for injection is clear and slightly opalescent in color. Fluquadri is available in packs of 5 single dose, 0.5 milliliters pre-filled syringes with or without separate needles. Not all packs may be marketed. Who distributes Fluquadri? Distributed in Australia by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Ltd. 12 to 24 Talavera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Free call 1-800-818-806. Email, medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. Distributed in New Zealand by Pharmacy Retailing, NZ Limited T/A Healthcare Logistics, P.O. Box 62027, Sylvia Park, Auckland 16444. Free call 0800283684. Email, medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in May 2025. Flux ECDS V2 MIV 13-8 May 25.